time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is joining me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune and rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone who tries to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. And we actually have two people on the phone today from Columbus, Indiana. Mr. Owen Hungerford is joining us. Mr. Hungerford, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
And my understanding, Mr. Hungerford, is that originally it was your wife who was going to call, but she was a little bit nervous about doing it by herself?
Actually, I called first and hoped that she would go along with us. That's where we are.
Uh-huh. And Mrs. Hungerford, are you there too?
I'm here, yeah. Oh,
so Mr. Hungerford talked you into it, finally.
Well, yes, reluctantly.
But the two of you can bounce guesses off each other. You can do this together. You can be a great team.
Okay.
Now, Mrs. Hungerford, what's your musical background?
I played the piano since I was 5 years old. Studied it in college and studied it in graduate school, although that wasn't my major.
So you played quite seriously, though.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And Mr. Hungerford, how about you?
I did study voice and have been a regular singer all my life, and that's really why I was looking for a wonderful lady who played the piano well, and I found one.
You have an accompanist in music and an accompanist in life.
That's it. Yeah. Great.
Well, so glad to have the two of you playing. Bruce Adolph has a piano puzzler for you. He'll play it and then see if you can figure out the tune that's hidden in there and the composer whose style he's imitating. Are you all set?
Yes.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler.
Like a Chopin prelude, so I know it's Chopin.
Sounds like you're already coming up with some guesses.
I do know. I've heard that Chopin piece often right here in our own house, as a matter of fact.
Oh, so your guess is Frederick Chopin?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Prelude number...
I don't know the number.
That's okay. Yeah, I wouldn't know the number either, except I wrote it down. It's number 13.
So this is in the style of a prelude by Frederick Chopin.
Yes, using quite a lot of the actual prelude.
That's right. As a matter of fact, I thought it was.
I was enjoying it so much that I couldn't concentrate on it.
Now that we are all clear that it's the prelude, I think the tune will emerge.
Okay, good.
Here it is. Thank you.
Sounds like you have a tune in mind, maybe?
Yes, but naming it now is something more.
That's always the tricky part.
That's a different side of the brain.
Gosh, it's close. Just the last two or three phrases you played did sort of nail it.
Yes, yes. I'll play the opening again.
My bonnie lies over the sea.
Yeah. There you go, there it is. Oh, yeah, nice voice.
You really have to let that left hand go somewhere.
Yeah. Feel free to keep singing. There it is.
And now the middle section is kind of fun because the harmonies change. You know, it gets a little tricky. And then to me.
That's lovely.
It's actually all there. It's just the Chopin is more interesting than the tune.
Well, especially if you're familiar with it, as we are, it's hard to not listen to it while we're trying to pick out something else.
My Bonnie Lies Over the Ocean in the style of Frédéric Chopin was the puzzler this week. And Mr. and Mrs. Hungerford, I have to say, you got Chopin right away and honed in on that tune. Mrs. Hungerford, you were very nervous about this. How do you feel now?
No, I wasn't nervous. I just didn't want to put myself in the limelight.
Well, I'd say you're in the limelight now because you got both. You did very, very well on this piano puzzler. And for being contestants on the piano puzzler this week, we're going to send you a recording of a classic piano puzzler on CD, and we'll also send you an autographed copy of the sheet music for that classic puzzler. Bruce will autograph it for you, and Mrs. Hungerford, you can play it yourself at home.
Okay, good.
I'll even sing.
And Mr. Hungerford, you can sing along. Owen Hungerford and Annette Hungerford calling from Columbus, Indiana. What's your public radio station?
WFIU.
Terrific station based on the campus of Indiana University in Bloomington. Thanks so much for joining us, Owen and Annette Hungerford, with this week's Piano Puzzler.
Thank you very much. We enjoyed it very much.
Oh, we enjoyed having you. And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.